So usually we say with the Pesach Mechlei Lech Tanya, over here we have two hosts. We have the Aaron Price family, and we also have the Orlovsky family who, from Florida, who's hosting our situation. So Reverend Orlovsky is Akiva's brother-in-law, and he's going to share a few words. Thank you.
Joke, as a matter of fact. Wasn't so inside, but we've been living here for the past number of months. So that was the just very briefly, to actually say Divrei Torah is very intimidating in front of all Akiva's friends and Rabbanim. So I'm just gonna say, the truth of the matter is, when I got married, Akiva was already sick. So I never knew Akiva in his when he was well, which is one of the very unfortunate things, something my wife and I feel very depressed about, that we missed, that I got to miss such an opportunity, and I really do feel that way. But what I just wanted to mention was this week's parasha is Parashas Noach, that I'm pretty secure in. Rashi talks about the difference between basically Noach and Avram. And one Rashi mentions how Tzadik Tamim Haya B'Deraiso, specifically his Dar, right? And there's two Shitas, either it's Leganai or Leshvach, that had he been in a different Dar, he would have been better, that's Leshvach, or had he been in a different Dar, he wouldn't have been Nechshav, right? So either way, and then when Rashi comes to describe how precisely Noach was different to Avram, because Avram was his halach lefanai, Avram stood by himself, he didn't need the si'ad that Noach needed. So I was thinking very, Vaistais, Noach, both shitas, either it's Lignai or Leshvach, both shitas are maskim, there's a certain lack of fulfilling a potential. Either he would have been more, and if he would have been with other tzaddikim in that dar, or if he would have been another tzaddikim, he would have been in Nechshav L'Klum. There's a certain element that Vaistois, there was a lack of, which Avram didn't have. Avram was Yisalach Lefanai. There was a complete Avram. He was shayach to the demus that was completely what he was able to achieve, and that's ultimately the difference between Avram and Noach. And the chayyur of Shad is that I believe that everyone has to go in his own personal way, that has to go through the process of Noach and Avram. You first have to go through the process of creating your own makam, not being nishba by everyone else, creating your own, so to speak, like your teva, your own makam. But at the same time, that can't be the limit. There has to be the ability to reach, like, I don't think I ever met you before. And where did, who just said the last, I'm sorry? Shalom Aleichem. So, and like, what's your name? I'm sorry, because I didn't even. So, Rabbi Lichtman said that basically you have, that which Akiva obviously had, the ability to see past himself, which I believe from all the different speeches and conversations, and that was one nekuda that literally came out so clear, that he had the ability to go past, to think about the other person. That's what Akiva's ability was, and that's what he lived by. And I personally benefited in a big way from that, tremendous way. My wife's parents always, when they raised their children to be very much independent people, and find precise, everyone's entitled to figuring out what works for them, and that's truly the healthiest, most organic, proper way in chinuch. That's what all the svarim explain. I mean, if you read through Revolba, growth has to become something from within. It has to be, that's how you have to mechanech them. But my wife always said to me that the reason she wanted to find someone learning in yeshiva, and that's specifically the direction that she took, and where did it come from, is from the image that Akiva left with her. So I benefited very, very directly in that respect. At least I was in yeshiva. But the reality is that that's just something the difference between a person who's able to see another person and a person who's always focused on maintaining his own avoda and his own strength and his own, you know, his own growth, is literally the difference between a person having a makar, being a sort of a bal chiyus, real chiyus, ultimate chiyus, is having your own makar. Mayim chayim is the pshat that it's not a davar nifrat. It's not something that's separated. It's still neveya. Something that's neveya, something that's its own siva, something that's its own mechayiv, that's chiyus. So when we talk about a person who experienced chiyus, many people don't, as a matter of fact. And the reality is, the ability for a person to see past himself and go and be able to influence so many people and to be able to achieve so much of that nature is a person who has his own chiyus, who taka has his own independent, who's a siva for himself. And that's something that it was always the impression that I've had, always the impression that everyone who's known him has shared with me and has imparted to me, and he's a baruch, and shesherim simchas.